broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Phil Hendry Show. And for those of you on the East Coast right now, it, of course, is 1 a.m. Thanksgiving is one of the cool thing about this time of year is each of these holidays have their own sort of personality, you know. And Thanksgiving is always food, football, which is really cool. And, you know, a couple of drinks.
Yeah, have a couple of pops.
And then we have Christmas and New Year's, and it's really a great time of year. I hope you guys are finding your way to Grandma's house. I don't know how many of you are on the road. I know from experience that in many locales around the country, the day before is obviously a travel day. A lot of people take off early on Thanksgiving. But, for instance, here in California, I know it's probably true back east as well in the larger metropolitan areas. I mean, you're taking 6 hours sometimes to get a very short distance. So try to keep it cool, and I know that you will. And maybe you got an alternate route or you've got some kind of a way to get around all that stuff. Next hour, if we have time, we're going to have Vernon Dozier on, who also operates a service station in Glendale. And it's right near the 5, as a matter of fact, the 5 and the 134. He's going to be talking with us about the amount of traffic that's going in and out of the not only his gas station, but other service stations in the area and, you know, what the traffic's like on the freeways. But this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I think I was remiss in mentioning, and we are here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. So we'll be with you here all night as you're making your way to to your destination, or if you're just staying home or your third shifter or something. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we're online at philhendryshow.com, which is our website, and we have our Phil TV and HD cranking along. And you can flip us on and watch us, as well as listen to us tonight, if you'd like. And you can see me. I've watched a couple of the video feeds of some radio shows, you know.
Yeah, you barely see the guy. They got like a black background or something.
Yeah, in some cats, the lighting is really bad, and all you see is like the guy's nose and his eyes. And it's a trip. What do you mean black background?
Like the guy that interviewed you.
Well, Kevin Pollak does the his chat show. He's got a basic black background, a la Charlie Brown. Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Who's the cat? The Charlie guy. Is that his name, Charlie?
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown is a cartoon character.
I think that's the guy that does the interviews, though.
The cartoon character.
I think so.
No, it isn't. There's a who's the cat that did the overnight interview thing? God, I'm drawing a blank. Anyway, we'll think of it. 877-876-PHIL. The first order of business here tonight is to get on the line Robert Green from Fraser Foods in Buena Park. They have some 20 stores in the southwest and in the southeast of the country. And they're open late, doing a lot of stocking for tomorrow, as well as helping out whatever customers are coming in. Although I would imagine, Bob, and welcome to our program, Bob. I imagine you're working late. You're going to be closing soon, huh?
We are, Phil, and thank you for having us on your program this evening. And you have been keeping us company, and we've been listening the last few nights as we get ready for the holiday. And we're very grateful that you're there, Phil. But you're absolutely right. It is a little bit after 10 o'clock at night here on the West Coast, and we're gonna close up at midnight. But we're going to be here very early in the morning tomorrow. We'll open up at 6:30.
Open at 6:30, huh?
That's right, and we will remain open so that our employees can have some kind of a Thanksgiving. We're going to remain open. A lot of the managers are going to stay here until about 6, but we will close no later than 6:30 tomorrow evening.
So that your employees can get home and enjoy the day.
You know, as much as we love what we do for a living, Phil, and we do enjoy serving people and certainly helping them out on this very special day, we do want to go home and be with our families, no question.
Now, by the way, I wanted to just bring up the fact that obviously this is one of the big days of the year for people in the grocery business.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We do a very high volume. I would say a significant percentage of our business, depending on what kind of an economy we may be having in any given year, but we always count on Thanksgiving as a very, very large portion of the business that we do. When we take into account, of course, the last quarter of the fiscal year, Thanksgiving really gives us, some of us anyway, a real pop.
And you have a smaller chain than the bigger chains, but you compete quite well anyway, huh?
Well, I think the nature of our grocery chain, we are smaller than Kroger's or Ralph's or Vons or some of these other companies. And I think people like that, some people feel that they're getting a little bit more of a high-end product, or perhaps they feel they're just getting a little bit better service. I like to think that we do because we don't carry as high a volume of things as the big stores. But we do have a great meat department. We've got great produce. And we do carry some items that the other stores don't.
Now, Bob, through all of this, you are also dealing with customers. And you had an incident or the occasion of a contact with a customer last week that you found to be so unsettling. You wrote a letter to the L.A. Times about it, and it was about the spirit of the season.
It was about the spirit of the season. It was really about how when you're wherever you are. And whatever you're doing, Phil, I think we really have to be kinder to each other. These are stressful times. We understand that. I don't think it's any secret. People are aware that everybody's under pressure. But that's no excuse not to treat each other with dignity and with respect and enjoy to the extent that we can a laugh with each other. The interesting moment for me, Phil, came last week in our store. A lady came into the store, and I remember I opened up early, but I was feeling good. There's some days you like coming into work,
Well, when you're the manager and you can set your own hours.
Well, that has its advantages, but the lady walked in, and she asked me, she said, "Where is your meat thermometers?" And, of course, I was not hearing her 100% because of two reasons. We were in the process of cutting some lunch meat, and I was over near the deli department, so the blade that we were using makes a little bit of a noise. And the other was that the floor was still being waxed back near the dairy case. So I didn't hear, and I thought she said, "Where is your meat thermometer?" Singular.
Okay.
And I was honestly surprised, and as a joke, I looked down at my, the area below my belt, and I laughed, and I might have winked at her, I don't know, because, it sounded to me like she'd made a big mistake, she'd really made a misstep there. She got so upset, she demanded to see the manager. I said, "Well, I'm the owner of the chain," and she said that was crude and it was rude, and I said, "Ma'am, you were the one that said, where is your meat thermometer?" And she said, "I said, where are my meat thermometers? Or where are your meat thermometers?"
She was asking where the meat thermometers were for...
Yeah, for cooking turkey, exactly.
Okay, and this is a standard thing, and she said it in the plural.
Well, that's what she claims, but I heard singular. And I said, "Ma'am, what I heard you say was, where's your meat thermometer?" And that's why I thought of a joke, and I looked down at my, at the area below my belt, and... She used a few choice descriptions of me and said that it was, quote, sexual harassment, and you should have been there because such a simple little exchange, and this woman was hell-bent on turning it into an international incident, Phil, and I was embarrassed for her. I was embarrassed for...
Well, what was the upshot of this?
Well, she left the store, and my employees were there, and I said, "This is an example of what happens when people, come into it." And I said, "Be forewarned that we're in the business of serving the public, but no matter how kind you are, no matter how nice you are to people, there are people that are going to come into the store looking to make a problem."
All right, we're talking to Robert Green here from Fraser Foods on the Phil Hendry Show. He is the owner of the grocery chain. Now, this is why I wanted to talk to you, because I think this is an interesting incident, and one in which I may not be reading it the right way myself. This is a female.
Yes, she was a woman probably, 40s, 50s.
Okay. She comes into your store and says, "Where are your meat thermometers?" And you thought she said, "Where is your meat thermometer?"
That's what I thought she said. And
well, what did you think, if that's what she said, what were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking that perhaps it is the way she expresses that, that's her vernacular. Some people do tend to singularize some things. Where is your, where is your produce section as opposed to where are your apples, or where's your produce as opposed to where are your bunches of lettuce or something like that. So when she said to me, where is your meat thermometer, I was thinking, well, she was referring to that section where the meat thermometers were. But it was an unusual sounding request, and that's why I turned it into a joke.
Do you think that that is a little tasteless when you're talking to a woman?
I would think it would have been tasteless, Phil, if I had initiated the joke, but I didn't. She did.
And was she initiating a joke? Was she misspeaking? Or did you mishear her?
Well, I did mishear her. You're absolutely right. But at the time, I thought she was initiating a joke. It's almost as if she said, where's your meat thermometer? Hint, hint. And I looked down at, you know.
So do you think it's likely that a customer is going to come into a store, your store, any store, a female, encounter a male worker or a male representative of the store or a male salesperson? Do you think it's likely she's going to walk in and say, let me just lay this on this guy. Where's your meat thermometer? And you're going to...
Well, I don't know. You're asking me to get inside the head of other people. I don't know. I know the world is full of very strange people. I've dealt with them my entire professional life. I deal with the public one-on-one much more than a gentleman such as yourself, even though you do deal with the public. I don't know. All I know is that here comes this woman, and she decides that she wants to make a joke about, you know, what we're talking about, and I went with it.
But you found out, didn't you find out the woman was not joking?
I did find that out when she told me that she wasn't, but I think it was a very convenient way for her to put some blame on me. And what I'm saying to you is this. I think that woman came into the store that day looking to start something, and she did, and she left. And I said to one of our checkers over there, Susan Morello, I said, you know, she left just before I threw her out. You know that, don't you? And I kind of looked at her, and she nodded. I said, that woman left, and I made a store-wide announcement. I got on the PA, and I said, just for those of you that saw me talking to that lady, when she asked me where my meat thermometer was, I went ahead and answered her, and then she got angry and left. I said, she walked out just ahead of me throwing her out. I hope you understand that.
You announced that to your crew, huh?
Store-wide to my employees, yeah.
All right, I want to get some comment from people on this, because really what we're talking about here is treating each other with kindness, treating each other with respect, and you feel that was not done to you that day when that woman walked in and sort of entrapped you with what you think is this joke.
Not what I think. What I think. But if you'd been there, if you were in my shoes...
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. A very, very pleasant evening before Thanksgiving. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Robert Greene is going to be back with us as we talk a little bit more about being kind to each other. And the joke was this. The woman walks in and says, where's your meat thermometer? Bob looked at between his legs, and turns out she was asking where the meat thermometers were. She wasn't making a joke. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Robert Greene. Mr. Greene is with Fraser Foods. He is one of the owners and is the CEO. And we're talking about the holiday season here, Bob. You had a customer come in, you think made a joke, and you responded in kind, and she was actually insulted, wasn't making a joke. Is it possible, and again, we have to tell people what the joke was.
Well, I think that's important, Phil, because otherwise people think that I did something wrong. The lady walked in and said, where's your meat thermometer? I thought that's what she said. And
well, if she had, okay, and you subsequently found out she said meat thermometers.
Yes, but it doesn't matter, because it sounded like she said, where's your meat thermometer? I looked between my legs as a joke. She got very angry. She said I was sexually harassing her, and she walked out five steps ahead of me throwing her out. The point is, And this is really the point. What has happened to our ability to treat each other with dignity and respect? What has happened with our ability to have a sense of humor and be able to tell a joke and laugh at ourselves and get on with the business of life? Instead, this woman's threatening to, calling me a sexual harasser. It's pretty powerful. It sounds like she wants to sue me.
Well, but I might answer your question by saying, yes, I agree with you, Bob. Dignity and treating people with dignity is a good thing. It was a very bad joke to make, you know. And
No. I don't think you understand. She's the one that said, "Where's your meat thermometer?" I didn't say that. I didn't wake up yesterday morning, call her up and say, "Why don't you come into the store and say, where's your meat thermometer, and I will look between my legs." She said that. And so I was just making a joke.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Yeah, somewhere between the joke and the way she took it, something went wrong. We're on the air here with Robert Green, and I've got Steve on the line. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, Robert, I think that the way you took that is totally out of line. You're a leader, a CEO of a corporation, of a business, and the employees that you have look up to you and are going to follow your leadership. And I think the way you took that is very poor. Secondly,
let me ask you a question. If a lady walks into the store and says to you, if you're in the business of groceries, which I am, and she says, where's your meat thermometer, aren't you going to make a joke?
No. I'm an assistant store manager at a large retail establishment, and I deal with public just as much or more than you do. And I would never.
Wait a minute. I'm the owner of the chain, though.
That's fine.
Well, but I think you got to defer to my experience.
Well, I want to hear what this man has to say, though. He's as a store manager, he's like on the front. He's on the firing line. Go ahead, sir.
Robert, if I were to say something like that, I would be fired. Period. I think it's ethically and morally wrong for you to say something like that to a customer of yours. She's somebody that's coming in wanting to spend money in your establishment. You're the owner of the chain, and you're the leader of the people.
That is true, yes. But you haven't given me one reason yet why you'd be fired if the lady comes in and she's ready to, do business and, hey, where's your meat thermometer? Like she's one of these
Robert, where are your morals and your values, though?
My morals and my values are treating people with respect and also having fun with people if they want to have fun with me. If she says to me, where's your meat thermometer?
Did you really think that woman walked into your store, a stranger, and right off the bat made a joke and said to you, where's your meat thermometer? And she was referring to that?
I don't know, Phil. As I said, I've been in this business. This man, Steve, you've been in the business a long time. I bet you've seen a lot of freaks.
I have, but I've never taken a comment like that and turned it into something like that. My last question to you, Robert, is, are you a married man?
No, I'm twice divorced, so I guess you're going to make that into something, huh?
That's probably the reason why.
There you go.
Listen to me, one last thing. If I were to say that and I had to go home and tell my wife what was going on, I was on a radio show, I'd be divorced too. I think that's very disrespectful and rude. It's derogatory to women, and I would never treat a woman
that way.
So
in other words, you're giving me advice on not only being a retail manager, you're giving me advice on being a human?
On being a man. Yeah.
Come on.
I think you're wrong in a lot of different areas. And if you were my boss, I would have lost all respect for you, especially going over the intercom and saying what you said to your employees. But if you went back in there and had somebody talk to your employees, they lost a lot of respect for you.
You went on your intercom, Bob, and said what to them?
You heard what I said.
Well, you said that lady left just two steps ahead of being thrown out?
I said, for those of you who witnessed, I said that woman has gone two steps ahead of me, throwing her through the door.
Throwing her through the door.
That's right.
Trying to puff your chest up there and try to say that you're the bigger guy when you actually made a mistake and you're not willing to admit
it. Steve, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to take a break here in a moment.
I resent very much the inference that I'm trying to put. That makes it sound like I'm trying to beat up on a woman. And
well, did you not say you would have thrown her through the door?
That is a figure of speech. I'm not trying to puff my chest up. We need to respect each other more, and we need to have a little more fun with each other. And that caller, that guy is an example of what's wrong with the retail outlets and the retail business in this country. And
all right, hold on, Bob. I got a break. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Robert Greene will be back.
God.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We're also online at philhenryshow.com with Phil TV and HD. We have Robert Greene with us on the phone from Fraser Foods. You've been in business a long time, Bob. We're not trying to tell you, how to run your business.
Well, I mean, I think that's what's happening here, though. I've got a lot of experience with people, and I've got a lot of your listeners, a lot of people calling up tonight who are presuming to tell me how to run a grocery business.
But specifically we're talking about the line, the lady saying, "Where's your meat thermometer?" and you looking between your legs. Now, is it likely that a woman is going to make a joke like that? A strange woman is going to make a joke like that?
I don't know. If she walks into the store and she sees a man, I don't think that I'm the best looking guy in the world. But it's possible she walked in and saw me and found me attractive. And the first thing she wanted to do was make some crude reference.
You thought she made that joke as a way of impressing you?
As a way of connecting with me, yeah. I don't know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to, we'll go to line one here, and we have Chris. Chris, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Robert. Okay, I was listening to the story, and I can kind of see where you're coming from in the sense of you might have thought it was a joke, but you got to remember, okay?
Yes, sir.
The comment you made, that's something you would say around your friends, someone you're really comfortable with, you know what I mean? I feel like maybe you might be a little bit too comfortable with your work environment in the sense
well,
of...
What do you mean something around my friends? If you hear someone say to you, "Where's your meat thermometer?" You're not gonna go where I went?
Okay, that's situational, because if my friend said that to me, someone I'm really close with, I could take it as a joke. But a complete and total stranger coming in, it's even around Thanksgiving, so people are going out to these stores buying meat thermometers for the turkeys that they're cooking. So around the holidays, a complete and total stranger comes into my store and asks me where my meat thermometer is. I'm going to tell her where the meat thermometer is, what aisle it's in. You know what I mean?
Well, you're not making it. You're saying you're not going to make a joke, because when you just said, "I'm going to tell her where it is," and I'm thinking, well, that's a joke, too.
No, he's going to tell her where that's where the meat thermometers are. Right, Chris?
Exactly. I'm not gonna make a joke with a complete and total stranger, because, like what exactly what happened. You're not going to know how they're going to take it.
Let me just say that I appreciate very much your input. But, Chris, you sound like a young guy, and I think you've got a great, great head on your shoulders. And I think I'm sure that you'll be very successful in this world. But I've been around this game for a long time. I've been a grocer since the 1980s, and I've been very successful at it. And when a very attractive woman walks in and says, "Where's your meat thermometer?" your mind is going to go one place. And
well, what do you mean a very attractive woman?
Just what I said.
And well, you're in a store. You're in a grocery store, and everybody that
I stop being a man.
Well. Maybe I'm missing something then. Why did you say what you said?
I thought that's what... I didn't say anything.
All right, well, but I mean, why did you react the way you reacted?
Because I heard her say, "Where's your meat thermometer?" And then, give me a smile. And I don't know what the gentleman on the phone would do, but to me that sounded like an entree to make a joke.
Well, it sounds to me like, and I'm not trying to be rude to you, but it sounds to me like you might be a little bit too perverted in that sense, because... if that's the first thing you think of when she asks you that, and you act on that, I mean, you can't expect her not to get offended because of that.
Well,
I would go in
like
and ask you, where's your meat thermometer, and you look between your legs, I'm going to get offended, even if I'm not a woman, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm not going to do it to you. You're a guy. You're a guy. Well, I'm sure I'm going to do it with you.
Like you can you see how she feels like you sexually harassed her then?
That's the whole thing. The lady's asking for the meat thermometers. And
oh, no, I understand what you, but what I'm trying to say to both of you guys is, whatever happened to just live and let live? You know, we're, oh, well, the guy made a crude joke. Good for him. Now tell me where your meat thermometers are.
You know, in a relaxed world, like, everyone having that kind of sense of humor would be fantastic, but it's reality. People don't have that kind of sense of humor, especially when they're not going in there for that reason. I mean, you got to remember, it is...
What did you...
All I did was she said, where's your meat thermometer? I looked between my legs. I looked up. She looked to me like she was giving me a smile, and I winked.
Well, no wonder she's going to get pissed. You're looking between your legs. You wink at her.
You guys, you know, you're on the radio, Phil, and this gentleman, I don't know what he does, but you guys don't get it about groceries. How to run a grocery store, what to do when someone walks in and throws you a curveball like that. Of course your instinct is going to look between your legs. And
no, it isn't. Not if you're a grocer and you're about business. Chris, thanks a lot for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I want to get over here to Paul. Paul, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene.
Phil, what I'm saying is,
hey,
as a grocer.
All
right, my mind goes in one direction.
Hold on, let me talk to Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Robert, how are you doing tonight? I'm just wondering,
is it
an issue that every time an attractive lady walks into your store, that that is what she's after? She's immediately honed in on you, and she's after your meat thermometer. That's what I want to know, because it seems like a pretty twisted kind of
thing
with this lady.
Well, you're making a joke, but how do I know that when she walked in, she didn't eyeball me and decide she was going to go for it?
All the time? Does this happen all the time? Is everybody that comes into your store, every attractive lady that comes into your store, are they after you?
No, sir, not everyone, but I've had moments where it's very obvious.
Well, okay.
I'm sure that this probably went the wrong direction then, right? So you assume that she naturally wanted
to. I had a woman come in only one at a time. A lady walked in. Well, a lady walked in one time, and she was very pretty, and I walked up to her, and I probably shouldn't have said, I said, can I show you where the corn is? And I smiled, and that became a problem.
And I remember when you told me about that.
Yeah.
Now, that you admit was sexual harassment.
No, I admit that I said the wrong, I thought she was attracted to me.
So you were trying to hit on that lady, and this lady that came in, the same thing.
Let me ask this gentleman that called in. Are you trying to tell me that if you think a beautiful woman's hitting on you, you're not going to go for it?
Absolutely not in the setting that you went for it in, no. I think this lady came in with a legitimate customer service question, and you totally misread the situation, if that's the reality of it. And you turned it into a actual sexual harassment.
Well, sir, I can assure you, when you say if that's the reality of it, I'm inferring from that comment that I knew all along that I was being inappropriate. No, I did not.
All right, I'm willing to believe you.
How could you not expect that would be inappropriate? That would be inappropriate in any situation.
Unless the woman was expecting it, because that's the way she wanted to do it. She walks in, she sees me, she's attracted to me, she asks me where my meat thermometer is.
In any situation that you're going to refer to your male appendage as a meat thermometer, it's going to be a sexual harassment situation. You being
exactly.
The owner of a chain should know, in the customer service aspect of this whole situation, you went way over the line. You did not just step over the line, you jumped and tripped and fell.
Sir, I can tell you that if what you're saying is true, it was an innocent mistake. But let me ask you this. I saw her smile at me.
What do you mean smile at you?
She goes, where's your meat thermometer?
Women don't normally smile at you unless they want you.
Sir, people smile. You smile. I smile. Everybody smiles when we want to be pleasant with people, especially if we're dealing with someone in business. If you put that smile together with the line, where's your meat thermometer, wink, wink, and...
Did she wink at you?
No, I'm using it as a it's an expression.
Well, no, but when you use it as an expression, what you're saying is she's using body language, she's doing a lot of stuff.
She goes, where's your meat thermometer? With the big grin.
If she said, where are your meat thermometers with the big grin, that is a legitimate, friendly question from a customer. Hey, Paul, thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Fred. Go ahead, Fred. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Greene. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing from this gentleman. And if your name is Robert, I believe it is, please listen to me. Don't be.
My name is Robert Greene. I'm the owner of Fraser Foods.
Okay, Robert, listen.
I'm the owner of Fraser Foods.
Okay, I heard you. Listen,
that's
please,
where
don't
I work.
Please don't be recalcitrant, okay? Because
I know you looked that word up and you wanted to use eager to use that word.
In your position as the manager of that store, I cannot believe what I've been hearing, that a woman, or any woman for that matter, comes in and says, where's your meat thermometer? Plural or singular, as the manager, and in front of your employees that are looking to you, your default position should have been aisle number three or aisle number two or they're over there, not, you know, looking down between your legs. Listen what I'm saying. That's why I said don't be recalcitrant, Robert. Listen, because when you're dealing with women, you're dealing with the public, you have this, you know, contact, you know, on a daily basis, nice-looking women, unattractive women, it doesn't matter. The thing is, your default position should always be, okay, aisle number three or aisle number four, if it's suggested. You should almost need to be beat upside the head by somebody that's actually hitting on you for you to actually go, oh, you mean me. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Never have been your first assumption that
when
you know,
a beautiful woman looks at you, when a beautiful woman looks at you and says, "Hey, stud, where's your meat thermometer?"
She didn't say, "Hey, stud."
She didn't say stud, and that's my point. She would have almost needed to have said to me, "Hey, stud, wink, wink, where's your meat thermometer?" But that's not what you said. You said the lady said, "Where's your meat thermometer?" And your default position should have been
with a grin.
Aisle number three, ma'am, and let her come out and say, "No, I meant you, stud. You didn't do that." And then
this man, I think this is Fred. Fred's laying it out perfect. Fred's laying it out perfect. You should have waited for the lady to make the move.
She made the move. She asked me where my meat thermometer was.
No,
that's not making a move.
Make a move. She asked, that was a customer service question, and your default position should have been aisle number three, ma'am, and then let
exactly.
her say, no, I meant you, stud.
Yeah.
And
now,
you
I want to ask a question
that.
Here.
Then
right.
You compounded that by escalating it to a confrontation, and then you really went overboard when you went on the PA system and announced the incident not only to your employees, but any other customers that either were in the proximity or were there to witness that situation. And I can't believe that you're actually on the radio saying your name and the store that you work at and telling people that this is the manager at this store is kind of creepy. And that's how you're coming out.
I did that. Really I was not crazy. Addressing the customers. I was addressing my employees.
But you were on a PA.
Would you just listen to me? I was not addressing the customers. I told the customers this is not an announcement for you. It's for my employees.
How
the
did
lady
you ever
that
meet
I made-
manager is my question. How did you ever get to be the manager of this store?
Let me explain. Sir, I am the owner of the chain. I own the chain, sir.
Well, that's
I
even
own
worse.
It.
That's even worse.
How's that worse?
This is the worst.
All right, let me ask a question here before I hold on for a minute. I want to ask you this, Fred. Hold on. I want to ask you this, Robert, because I talked to Doug McCarthy, who's the produce guy there.
The guy you dug at Buena Park, yeah.
Okay. Doug said that you turned and looked at him and one of the other guys there, forget his name, some guy named Jerry, and you pointed at your you-know-what and made a face.
Yeah, I stuck my tongue out.
Wow.
Well, what? Are you... Oh, give me a break. Are you trying to tell me I had my back to that lady? And you know, so Jerry and Doug and those guys calling you up and telling you that.
So they told me that you said it was fine. They said that, yeah, when they said, hey, can we give Phil some background, you said, sure.
I didn't know he was going to tell you that. What I did was, Fred, this is a man-to-man thing. It's a guy thing. I said to her, she says, where's your meat thermometer? And I go, really? So I look between
the
legs,
but that's,
blah, blah.
That's my point.
And then I turn around, and I look at Fred. I looked at Doug, and I looked at Jerry.
I think it's a conversation.
And I looked at Doug and Jerry, and I went,
this is man
and
to
I
man.
Pointed.
And man-to-man, I'm telling you that what you're doing is totally inappropriate.
Right.
It is completely out of line. You're the manager, and you're not only the manager, you're the owner. You're supposed to be setting an example for
everybody. I turned my back to her so she couldn't see me, and I pointed at my you-know-what, and I made up.
This is the worst advertisement for your chain. If it's a one store or if it's a chain of stores.
Yeah.
This is the worst advertisement. I hope that there's no women.
No, you have no idea what the grocery business is about, sir, with all due respect.
All right, look, I got to take a break. Thank you.
We're not talking about the grocery business.
Right, I got to take a break. Hold on, and thank you very, very much, Fred. I appreciate that, but we do have to take a break. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Is this what retail and the relationship between retailers and customers has become, where we're making sexual jokes because we think that's what the customer wants? The lady was asking, where are the meat thermometers? And Mr. Green took it as some sort of a come-on. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on the night before Thanksgiving, or for those of you on the East Coast, and now I guess Central Time, it is Thanksgiving. We're here until 4 a.m. Eastern Time, 1 a.m. on the West Coast. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're talking tonight with Robert Green from Fraser Foods. Bob, you got a lot of people who are ganging up on you here. I understand that. Because of the way that you responded to that woman who wanted a meat thermometer.
She said, where is your meat thermometer? And I thought it was singular, and I said, and I left, and I looked between my legs. I didn't point at it. I didn't go, ooh, or any of that stuff. I did that to Doug and to Jerry, the two guys that work in produce, because they were looking at me. I turned around, and they were looking at me and making a face. And so while the lady was fuming and threatening to sue me or whatever, I turned and I looked at Jerry and Doug, and I kind of made a funny face with my tongue out, and I went, ooh, and I did a little bit of a hip move.
While a customer is upset with you and is threatening to sue you, you turn around and look at...
Well, don't get dramatic, and you're talking about things you don't understand. I've been in the retail business, you know...
Yeah, I know, since the 80s. I understand. But while the customer was upset with you, so I understand, you turned around and looked at Doug and Jerry, the guys in the produce section, and went, ooh, and hunched your hips?
I did one hip hunch, and I stuck my tongue out. And I pointed at my, and this is... what I'm not allowed to do in my own business with a customer that is making a big deal out of nothing.
No, that's not a big deal out of nothing.
Excuse me.
No, that's not a big deal out of nothing. That's a customer that came in and wanted to know about meat thermometers, and the next thing she knows, you're making jokes about, looking between your legs. Let's go to a caller here. We have Bob on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Phil. I got two questions and some advice for this young man or man. The question is,
I want to say something. I didn't go ooh either. I hunched my hips, but I didn't go ooh.
Okay.
Fine. Go ahead, sir.
How would have you reacted to the woman's comment if her 6'2" husband, 220 pounds, chiseled, would have been standing beside her?
Probably I would have said the same thing, because I probably would have said this. I probably would have said, boy, your husband's with you, and you're asking about my meat thermometer, something like that.
Okay. Secondly, how could she appropriately ask you the question to find out where the thermometer to measure the meat temperature when she was cooking turkey on Turkey Day?
Well, I mean, you see, that's just it. Because if you're female and you're asking about meat thermometers, you have to be a little bit more delicate. Because you understand...
That wasn't my question. I said, what you tell us how she should have phrased the question.
Well, she could have said, where do you keep the meat thermometers for, measuring the temperature of the turkeys?
Okay.
Where do you keep the, what if you would have heard, where do you keep your meat thermometer?
No, I wasn't going to hear that. I heard, she said to me, where do you keep your meat thermometers? And I heard singular.
As you pointed out now, many times, you're the owner of the store, so you're
is
synonymous with the chain or the franchise. So it's appropriate to say, where's your, meaning ABC.
You, the owner of the store, where's your meat thermometer? Exactly. We have to take a break. Robert, hang on the line. Thank you, sir, and we'll get to more of your calls on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on this night before Thanksgiving. Robert Green from Fraser Foods and a controversy over meat thermometers. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
And I didn't go, ooh.